Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome into a special edition of the Under Center podcast if you're listening in Chicago, or the Raiders Insider podcast if you're listening in the Bay Area. I'm JJ Stankovic, Bears Insider for NBC Sports Chicago, joined by Scott Baer, Raiders Insider for NBC Sports Bay Area. Scott, we got some things to talk about, which is why we're doing this.
This
is why we're doing this as a joint podcast between the two outlets. I think the first of its kind, to talk about the Khalil Mack trade. Scott, you started to get an indication on Friday night that something was going down. Then I know I woke up Saturday morning to see all the reports that the Bears had traded for Khalil Mack. Let's start with you. What are your thoughts? Why did the Raiders make this move? Why did this happen? And why the Bears?
Yeah, I really think that for as much as Khalil Mack's camp and the Raiders kept saying that Aaron Donald's contract wasn't going to play a role in their discussions with Khalil Mack, I think it played a pivotal role, because when Aaron Donald signed that six-year, $135 million deal with the Rams that included a $40 million signing bonus and $87 million guaranteed, I think it fundamentally changed how the Raiders viewed their ability to keep Khalil Mack in Oakland, or with the Raiders, I should say, long term. So, I mean, I talked to high placed officials within Raiders organization as late as Wednesday night, and they said trading Khalil Mack is a non-starter. Well, the Aaron Donald trade changed that opinion, and they had a competitive and robust trade market for him. Ultimately, the Bears paid the freight. That's two first-round picks from the initial reports, and it is a shock to the Raiders system on several different fronts. I think the biggest deal is that John Gruden embarks on his first season back with the Raiders. Ultimately, he's not going to see any dividends from this Khalil Mack trade, but it does give them the financial flexibility and future draft compensation to be able to build this team up in the long term.
Yeah, so from the Bears' perspective, you know, Scott, I was messaging you about this, oh boy, like a week ago, when, you know, it started to get some buzz in Chicago of like, hey, Khalil Mack might be available. I am absolutely floored at this trade. You know, just on the surface, the Bears are giving up two first-round picks and potentially more. We don't know the full details of the trade as of this recording. But as I thought about it a little bit more, it is completely fitting with how Ryan Pace has approached the last 19 months since he drafted Mitch Trubisky. He has gone out and he has aggressively spent money on extending Charles Leno, on extending Akeem Hicks, signing Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel and Trey Burton and even Cody Parkey. And the Bears have a quarterback on the rookie wage scale who will make less in those 4 years than Aaron Rodgers will make in 1 year with the Green Bay Packers with his new deal. So that is why the Bears are now able to go out and not only acquire one of the best defensive players in the NFL, but make him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL. You mentioned the Aaron Donald contract, and the Rams are able to do that because they have Jared Goff on a rookie wage scale. So to me, this is just part of a larger trend in the NFL of teams with rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks who are cheap, who are able to go out and make these aggressive moves, because the window to win is no longer once you have a established quarterback. It is once you have a quarterback in place who's a starter, who's probably cheap, and the Rams did it last year and they won, and the Bears are now completely going for it, and edge rushers like Khalil Mack just do not fall into your lap every day. In fact, they never do. So for the Bears to go out and make this move, it's a home run for Ryan Pace.
Yeah, and it's something that even if you look back to that draft day trade where they moved up just one spot with the 49ers to get their quarterback, that was aggressive in itself. And I think that trading Khalil Mack from a Raiders perspective can also be a pretty aggressive move. Now, I can tell Bears fans, as someone that I have seen literally every professional snap that he has ever taken, and most of his practices, Khalil Mack is and I don't use this term lightly, JJ, is a Hall of Fame talent. He is not only an excellent pass rusher who is technically sound and has the strength of a grizzly bear, but he's the best edge run defender that you will ever see. You look at a guy like Joe Thomas from the Browns, who said, Mack is the toughest guy that I've ever dealt with. And I think that that's what the Bears are getting. They're getting a true Hall of Fame type talent. And if they sign him to a long-term deal, not only is he supremely talented, he's not injury prone. As a matter of fact, availability is one of his best traits. So he's going to be around. He doesn't talk a whole lot. He's not a vocal leader, but he is one of those guys that leads by example, that does everything right. He's the type of guy that you want to pay if you look at it, because he never gets in trouble. He's like 0% body fat. He works as hard as anyone in this league, and his drive to win football games is as high as it gets. Now, for all those things that the Bears are getting, the Raiders, and I just wrote this on the Bay Area website, NBCSports.com/Bay Area, is that this is a real shock to the Raiders system, especially in a locker room where Khalil Mack was immensely popular. And that's not just on the defensive side of the ball. Let's not forget that the Raiders' signature draft class in 2014, the first-round pick was Khalil Mack, the second-round pick was Derek Carr. And those guys didn't just bond over a mutual draft class. They became great friends, and I think that this is going to have an emotional ripple effect as the Raiders head towards the regular season, which starts for them on Monday Night Football on September 10th against the Rams. So I think that this move for the Bears plays out great, because they immediately get a Hall of Fame talent they can insert in one spot, have him play just like he did last year, 95% of all snaps, and be incredibly productive against the run and pass. For the Raiders, how do they react to this emotionally? Can they get back up to where they need to be to play the Rams? And without any compensation to this point, everything that they're getting is coming into the future. So I think that it's definitely a Raiders team is going to be reeling from this move. I think a Bears team is going to be, just grinning a mile wide after this trade.
Yeah, if anyone out there, go to Charles Leno Jr.'s Instagram and watch his Instagram story, because it is a couple clips of him just belting out Return of the Mac into the phone. Other benefit for Charles Leno, because the timing of this trade, he didn't have to face Khalil Mack during practice in training camp, which is a nice thing for a left tackle. Look, a couple things that you mentioned, Scott. Khalil Mack being a Hall of Fame talent. Bears fans hear that. We just had Brian Urlacher going to the Hall of Fame. Some people are saying Lance Briggs, one of our colleagues here at NBC Sports Chicago, a Hall of Fame candidate. But the Bears haven't had a Pro Bowler on defense since 2013. This defense has been...
Really?
Yeah. Akeem Hicks should have made it last year, but, Akeem Hicks doesn't have the star power of Khalil Mack. And the Bears have a legitimate superstar on this defense. I think they might have one on offense in Allen Robinson if he comes back the way that he played in Jacksonville in 2015, 2016. The Bears are all of a sudden starting to look like a team that could be competitive in a playoff race. And the one thing we kept going back to this offseason here in Chicago was that Ryan Pace did so much to address a lot of needs on this team, but the one blind spot was outside linebacker. And they, you know, they signed Aaron Lynch, who was out there in San Francisco for a couple years, didn't do a whole lot the last few years. They drafted Kylie Fitz, a sixth round pick. They, you know, brought in some guys on tryouts, and that was like the one position where you're like, you know, this could be a real problem for the Bears. And now you go out and get Khalil Mack, and all of a sudden you look at him and Leonard Floyd as your starting outside linebackers, and you say, I mean, oh my God, the Bears could actually have a good pass rush, and that's the one thing that it looks like was holding this defense back. So from the Chicago perspective, that just the excitement is off the charts. And, you know, you talk about the two draft picks, and Ryan Pace has been so aggressive with this, but he's also really emphasized building through the draft. The Bears are done building through the draft. They are ready to win right now. And on the other side of it, the Raiders, they're going to have to start building through the draft, because you don't just give up Khalil Mack.
Yeah, and I think that to that end, John Gruden came in here on a 10-year, $100 million contract. Every single dollar of that, unlike player contracts, is fully guaranteed. He's getting all $100 million. And when he signed that deal, when he decided to come back to the Silver and Black, it was a fundamental shift change in how the Raiders' power structure was organized. Leading up to this, the general manager, Reggie McKenzie, was in charge of player personnel. That power has clearly been stripped away, because nobody loved Khalil Mack more than Reggie did. John Gruden had zero relationship with Khalil Mack because he never met the guy.
That's wild. That's absolutely wild.
Mack withheld services, and so it went. And ultimately, this shows that John Gruden is driving the bus here, and he's making these choices and thinking, you know, into the future and big picture, because, again, this is future draft capital. But the question that I have brought up several times, because I just used the two first-round draft picks as a reference point when I was asked about Khalil Mack being traded. Now it's all about how you draft, and that who are you going to take with those two first-round draft picks. And I think that that is fundamentally important, because would you trade, let's just use the last two Raiders first-round draft picks as an example. Would you trade Khalil Mack for Carl Joseph, a safety and cornerback, Gary Conley? Probably not.
Nope.
Let's go back to 2015 with Amari Cooper, a two-time Pro Bowler and two-time 1,000-yard wide receiver that the Raiders chose over your guy, Kevin White. Would you trade Amari Cooper and Carl Joseph for Khalil Mack? Probably not, right? I think the bigger sweetener in this deal is the financial flexibility that the Raiders get because they are paying Derek Carr $25 million per year and maybe didn't want to pay Khalil Mack that type of freight. But to my larger point, there is a fundamental shift in how the Raiders are doing business. John Gruden is doing all the business now, and it may mean ultimately that their general manager is not long for his job title. So this trade cannot be underscored enough about what it obviously means for the Bears, what it means for the Raiders in terms of their on-field product, and also for their organizational structure. It shows exactly who is in control, and that guy is John Gruden.
I want to give a shout out here to one of my colleagues at NBC Sports Chicago, Slavko Bekovic, who I was messaging with him last week about Khalil Mack. And I was basically like, dude, it's not going to happen. And he said, the one thing I keep holding on to is that John Gruden is in control there. And John Gruden is unpredictable and does things a different way. And I was like, oh, okay, sure. Slav, you were right. That's just for John Gruden to step in. This is the first mark that you're really making on this franchise. I know he has job security, but the first mark you're making is trading away a Hall of Fame talent in Khalil Mack. That just, and the fact that you said, Scott, he hadn't communicated with Khalil Mack at all. That's just crazy. Khalil Mack's one of the best players in the NFL, and you didn't try to establish a relationship with him. That, to me, that's just crazy, and the Bears are absolute benefactors of whatever plan this is that John Gruden has.
Yeah, and as someone who I always say, like when I say that I know players or I know athletes, it's all a relative term because right. they ultimately present to you what they want to present to you. You know, I mean, Khalil was never my best friend, but I feel like I know him well enough to be able to say that he is a genuinely good guy who genuinely works hard and was genuinely bothered by the fact that not that he was, that he wanted to be the richest dude on the planet because money drives him. I think quite the opposite. I think he wanted to feel a level of respect that is associated with giving these types of dollar amounts and investing this type of capital in a player. So ultimately, I think that's where the divide came. When it comes to not speaking with John Gruden specifically, John Gruden tried. He called.
Okay.
And Khalil Mack didn't answer because his camp felt you can't withhold services and then download the playbook onto your iPad, and you can't withhold services and talk to your head coach all the time. You have to really try to create a divide there to ultimately get what he was looking for. And it's crazy because you look back at it now, and I feel, JJ, I can't tell you how many times I've written, there's no new progress on a Khalil Mack deal. The sides are not close to a pact. And the fact of the matter is that they haven't been close since initial figures were exchanged in February. And I think that ultimately, before this Aaron Donald deal changed the entire way that defensive players are viewed and valued, is that they thought Khalil was going to blink. They thought he was going to come in before the Rams game, maybe at the last possible minute, and they thought he was going to come in and play because the guy just genuinely likes football, and he genuinely cares about winning games, and he genuinely cares about his teammates. And Bears fans should be excited about all of those things. Again, he's the type of guy that you dream of paying this kind mm-hmm. of money to. So ultimately, you know, I think that this is a guy that wants to be in. He wants to be included in a positive movement. I think the first sentence that I wrote last night when this trade really kind of became a realistic possibility is that what was once unthinkable is now a realistic possibility. And I'm sitting here talking to you, and if you and I would have been on a podcast Wednesday night, I would have said, this isn't going to happen. But things have fundamentally changed. The Bears have, again, the type of player that you dream of getting, the type of player that maybe you spend, I don't know, 5 first-round picks, hoping and mm-hmm. praying that you eventually get. And now the Raiders have to find a way to take the money they were going to give Khalil Mack and take the draft picks that they got with it and create a better, deeper defense that is more efficient with volume as opposed to a star power.
You know, what's also interesting to me about this Khalil Mack trade is that, you know, some of the rumors out there were that the Green Bay Packers were involved in discussions for him, and I'm sure they were. I think any team that had the ability to sign Mack to an extension, the extension that he wanted, should have been calling the Raiders about him. But for the Bears, it's also kind of a double win because now they don't have to worry about blocking Khalil Mack in the division. You know, I saw around the division some reporters, you know, cover the Broncos tweeting, you know, GIFs of like, you know, Broncos players waking up this morning and celebrating because Khalil Mack's no longer in the division. I mean, that kind of a player, just I cannot emphasize enough, does not come around very often, and even more rarely is it that player is available for you to go out and get. So for the Bears to do this, I mean, they go from the window to win being maybe, okay, you know, they'll improve a little bit in 2018, and then 2019 is when you really take off, to now, I mean, they should be competing for a playoff spot in 2018. If the Bears are not, then something has probably gone wrong with the quarterback. But for the Bears to go out and do this, I mean, it is just, it's not stunning, kind of like I was saying earlier, just given Ryan Pace's strategy this offseason in the last 19 months. But I'm absolutely floored that the Chicago Bears now have Khalil Mack, just because for the reasons you were saying, Scott, if we talked about this on Wednesday, there's no way this trade would happen. And now it's Saturday, and the Bears are trading for Khalil Mack. I mean, just letting that sink in on both sides. For Bears fans, just be excited. This is pure elation. For Raiders fans, you guys got some questions to answer. Let me ask you this, Scott. The Raiders, obviously, you know, you make the playoffs in 2016, then 6-10 last year. Were they thinking if they got Khalil Mack into this camp that they could be competitive this year, that they could make a push at the playoffs?
Yeah, because I think that John Gruden brought a level of optimism in here that coaching really matters, and that coaching was lacking last year in terms of, especially on the offensive side, their scheme was very predictable, and eventually the offense lost confidence in itself and kind of, you know, spiraled downward and was never able to recover. Now, when John Gruden's coming in, there is a renewed level of optimism that if they got everybody in line and they turned over more than half of their even 89-man roster, let alone what will happen by the final 53, is that they thought, yeah, that they were able to compete in a division that was going to be in a division where there was going to be a lot of parity. But to underscore the value of a Khalil Mack acquisition, I think I would encourage Bears fans to go on NFL Game Pass or whatever, you know, that you have access to your archives and watch a 2016 game against the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm. where the Panthers were driving for what would have been a game-winning score. Khalil Mack comes off the edge. He was, Jamie, I'm not joking, he was triple-teamed. A tight end, an offensive lineman, and a running back were assigned to stop him. He bullied the first two guys on the line. He juked the running back, stripped Cam Newton, and sacked him to win the football game with like a minute to go in the fourth quarter. And that's the kind of impact that a guy like that can have. And Don Gruden has said, I think maybe offhandedly without intentionally being this aggressive with it, but he basically said that the Raiders defense wasn't very good last year with Khalil Mack. I think that the Raiders' defense would have been even worse without him. And he is the type of player, you know, like we all get it. Quarterbacks are the most valuable players on any roster, whether it's Derek Carr or Mitchell Trubisky or whoever. But I think that he is a game-changing talent. And, you know, I do think that the Raiders are going to miss him despite the fact that they spent three of their first five or six picks in this NFL draft on defensive linemen. They got P.J. Hall and Maurice Hurst, interior pass rushers, that were brought in to help Khalil Mack get to the quarterback and avoid double team. And then they brought in LSU product Arden Key, who all of a sudden becomes a feature player in the Raiders' defense. And while he has a lot of tools in his toolbox, and he has great potential, I think that he was an accent piece before. Now he is a mainstay and something that you're going to have to look to this rookie for an immediate impact. You know, that's tough to ask of a young kid. It's exactly what the Bears should ask from a guy like Khalil Mack, someone mm-hmm. who can change a team, can change a game just on his own.
I'm going to finish off with this one thought, kind of piggybacking on the thought of, you know, the Raiders now needing these accent players to be prime guys. On the flip side of it, the Bears now don't need Leonard Floyd to be the number one pass rusher. They don't need, they don't need Akeem Hicks to be your number one sack getter again like he was last year. These guys who are good players now, they have a great player on this defense, and they might have a great one in Roquan Smith too, whenever he does take over as a starting inside linebacker. That the Bears defense last year ranked in the top 10 in scoring defense, total defense, all, you know, some of those basic stats, but they didn't have a truly great player. And all offseason we heard about how the continuity on this defense, you know, they retained Vic Fangio, they retained almost every starting player on this defense, was going to be the reason why this defense went from being top 10 to top 5. The reason why the Bears can go from being a top 10 defense to a top 5 defense is Khalil Mack. And I wasn't a believer before it, but I am a believer now that this Bears defense can be a truly great defense this year for all the reasons that, Scott, you've laid out over this podcast. Just the impact that Khalil Mack has, not only on an opposing quarterback, on an opposing offensive line, but on the 10 guys who he's on the field with on defense too.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where you look at the Raiders and you think, so they've given up star power and that they will get compensation for him in the future. And it just, if I can kind of follow up from a Bay Area perspective, this is a franchise that's leaving the East Bay, leaving Oakland in 2020 and moving to Las Vegas, a new market. And I think that the reason why this move is really being, I don't know if criticized is the right term, but I think it is a signal that the Raiders are building for a better future. Now, that doesn't sit well in my zip code. It doesn't sit well in the 510 area code, because they may not get to see these draft picks that are coming down the line play in Oakland, play in the East Bay. They're going to see this Raiders team and those guys be featured in Las Vegas. And John Gruden has a 10-year contract, and he's obviously got the compensation that will help this team down the road, but that doesn't help this team right now. And I think that is what is so disconcerting to local Raiders fans here that are still paying for tickets at Oakland Coliseum, who are still supporting this team in the East Bay, is that we can talk all we want about, you know, what who may get drafted or who may ultimately win this deal. P.S. It's the Bears. But I think that the biggest disappointment around here is that this draft compensation that they're getting for a Hall of Fame talent, that the Oakland fans are not going to see these guys develop and flourish, even if they are game-changing talent. So I think that that's why it's disappointing. That's why, and I just wrote on the website, like I said before, is that it's a real shock to the system, not only within the organization, but really to this Raiders fan base as a whole, and more specifically to this East Bay Area fan base that thought they had a franchise quarterback and a game-changing defensive talent, and they enter their Saturday morning without one of those guys.
Oakland's loss is Chicago's gain. Scott, you can listen to all of Scott's podcasts if you are in the Bay Area on the Raiders Insider podcast, wherever you find your podcasts. If you're in Chicago, we are the Under Center podcast. Again, find us wherever you can find your podcasts. Or maybe if you're in the Bay Area and you want to follow how Khalil Mack is doing, tune into us, read us on NBC Sports Chicago. Or if you're in Chicago and you want to know how or what the Raiders are going to do with all these picks the Bears just gave them, follow Scott, all of Scott's work on NBC Sports Bay Area. Scott, this has been a pleasure. I'm sure we'll be checking in for more fallout from the Khalil Mack trade soon, but thanks for hopping on here.
Thank you so much for the time, JJ. Got the vine. Appreciate it.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.